Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. I don't know what else to say at this point. You can probably tell that my voice is struggling a little bit this morning. That is the consequence of 2.5 hours of yelling at my TV last night. First of all, we're going to do something a little bit different to start the day today. 99% of the time, I do videos on topics that I think you guys will be interested in. I'm here to serve you. Without you guys, this channel does not exist. So, vast majority of the time, I am discussing topics and issues that will pique your interest. But every once in a while, I come on here and I talk about something that I just need to get off my chest. Today is one of those days. I almost feel like I am in this emotionally abusive relationship with my New Orleans Pelicans. Have you guys ever been in a relationship with someone where it's just emotionally draining? It's completely exhausting. In most cases, the sign of a good relationship, the sign of a good marriage, it takes minimal effort. For the most part, things are easy. The relationship is smooth. Now, that does not mean there aren't struggles. That doesn't mean everything is rainbows and golden cucumbers. Every relationship has its low points. But in a good relationship, the highs outweigh the lows. I'm sure everyone has been in a relationship before where it's just emotionally exhausting. On those rare days when times are good, you know it's not gonna last. You're just waiting for the polish to wear off the turd so the shit can return. Most days, you're asking yourself, what the hell am I doing? Why am I in this relationship? You don't have an answer to those simple questions, because the truth is, you know you should end the relationship, but for some reason, you don't. That's where I am at right now with my New Orleans Pelicans. I am frustrated beyond belief. I'm tired of the lies from the front office when it comes to injuries. I'm tired of them treating Zion Williamson like he's not the leader of this team. Did you guys know, last couple of games, Zion Williamson has been called out first, when the players are introduced to the crowd. Star players are normally called out last. Who's been called out last the last two games? Brandon Ingram. Why? Hell if I know. After the game last night, my wife gets up to go to bed. She's emotionally drained. She's just as big of a Pels fan as I am. I turn the TV off. I'm just sitting in my living room, me and Oreo. Oreo is my youngest Yorkie. She's actually running around the studio right now, but Oreo, she is the happiest dog I have ever seen. Nothing fazes her. Nothing. She's always wanting to play. She will get hyper and bite you on your foot. You raise your voice at her, telling her to stop. She'll just look up at you with the biggest smile on her face. Hold on real quick. Come here, Oreo. Come here. Come here. Come here. This is Oreo. This is Oreo, the happiest dog in the world, and also the dirtiest dog in the world because she's been playing outside. She needs a bath. But anyway, Oreo is always happy, but after that game last night, it's like she knew now is not the time to be happy. We're sitting in the living room last night, and I just sat there for a few minutes asking myself, what the hell am I doing? Why do I continue to put myself through this? Why do I continue to get my hopes up with this team only for my hopes to get crushed? It's almost like I'm a glutton for punishment, because that's what being a fan of this team is, punishment. If you didn't watch the game last night, you really did miss out, because it was a classic game. It's like the script was perfectly written for Zion Williamson. The Pelicans were embarrassed by the Lakers on Sunday afternoon. They were exhausted coming off a long road trip where they played 3 games in 4 nights and 5 games in 7 days. The national media, most of whom know absolutely nothing about the NBA. I watched more of the national media in the last 2 weeks than I have all season, because the Pels have been on national television. It is abundantly clear at this point, most of these experts in the national media, they do not watch the NBA. But after that embarrassing loss on Sunday, the national media, they were once again brutally criticizing Zion Williamson. He doesn't show up in big games. He doesn't care. He doesn't want to be in New Orleans. Last night with his performance, Zion Williamson told the national media to shut the hell up. This dude was absolutely dominant. He was a superstar. 20 points in the first half. Hell, in the first half, Zion and Herb Jones, they were the only players in New Orleans who bothered to show up to play. Larry Nance continued his trend of being a huge embarrassing failure. Willie Green, the little weasel, he has some weird boner for Larry Nance, and I just don't understand it. Watching Larry Nance play basketball, it's like watching the dump divers in the WNBA. Last night, Larry Nance comes into the game in the second quarter. Pelicans are up 10 points. All the momentum's on their side. First play, Larry Nance misses a wide open dunk. Next three possessions, it was three consecutive bad passes from Larry Nance, resulting in two turnovers. And it should have been three turnovers, but he was bailed out on one of them by Trey Murphy. During the second quarter alone, with Larry Nance on the floor, Lakers went on a 12-0 run and a 13-0 run. Lead got up to 18 points midway in the third quarter. At that point, Zion Williamson and Jose Alvarado, they said, enough is enough. They completely took over the game. Zion ended the game with 40 points. He would have scored 50, but then it happened again. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Zion drives the lane, scores, tying the game up. All momentum is with the Pelicans. Lakers are gassed. Zion's been dominating LeBron James and Tony Davis throughout the game. Well, Casey, who in the hell's Tony Davis? Anthony Davis, the fragile wonder. The dude who misses games because the preparation H is failing to soothe his hemorrhoid. After he scores his 40th point, Zion, he looked a bit uncomfortable, pointed towards Willie Green to pull him out of the game. At that point, I looked at my wife and said, if he doesn't come back, this game is over. And that is exactly what happened. Of course, the Lakers were once again the beneficiaries of absolute dog shit officiating. At one point during the game last night, Reggie Miller said, the Lakers have shot 250 more free throws than every other team in the NBA. They are brilliant at getting to the free throw line. Go look at the numbers from last night. The Pelicans dominated the paint. There is no way you can justify the Lakers getting double the amount of free throw attempts than the Pelicans. In a league that is being plagued by gambling allegations, in a league that's plagued by accusations that players and officials are fixing games, the NBA continues to add fuel to that flaming ass fire. The conspiracy theories were rampant last night on social media. People were claiming that Zion Williamson was pulled on purpose so the Lakers could face the Nuggets in the first round and the Pelicans could possibly match up with the young Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, in the past, I would have said these conspiracy theories were outlandish, absolutely ridiculous, but now, I really don't know anymore. It's entirely possible that the NBA is playing favorites, maybe even fixing games. I don't think that's the case. I hope it's not the case, but you really do have to wonder. As of the recording of this video, which is about 10:30 Wednesday morning, you guys won't see this till later on this afternoon because I have a dentist appointment here in about 30 minutes, but as of the recording of this video, we do not know the severity of Zion's injury. Some are saying it's a hamstring, which would mean he's done for the season. Some are saying it was just a cramp and he could possibly play Friday night. I am hoping it was just a cramp. Zion Williamson was seen leaving the arena last night. He looked to be in good spirits. He was walking perfectly fine. There was no tape around his leg and he didn't need assistance walking out of the arena. Hopefully, Zion is okay and he'll be able to go on Friday night. But if the worst case scenario happens and Zion is done for the season, I don't know how this Pelicans fan base, I don't know how we overcome this. I don't know how we get over. This would be a debilitating end to the season. We are now in year 5 of this experiment with Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram. For the first time in 5 years, both players were healthy for most of the season. And to have it all end this way, it's just debilitating. This was Zion's coming out party. This was his coronation. A superstar was reborn last night. This dude was about to come back from being down 18 points and beat LeBron James to carry the Pelicans to the playoffs. He already had 40. He was probably going to score 50 points. At one point in the second half, it looked like Zion said, to hell with whatever Willie Green wants to do. I am carrying the city on my back. I am leading my team to the playoffs. And to have Zion's moment ruined by another injury, I don't know how you get over it. I don't know how Zion Williamson gets over it. I feel bad for this dude. 5 years in the NBA, and it's been one injury after another, mostly on his right side, his right leg. But there is a silver lining here. There is a small glimmer of hope. Assuming the Pelican season is over, assuming Zion Williamson injured his hamstring and will not be able to play Friday night, there is a small silver lining. David Griffin and the incompetent Pelicans front office, they should have enough data at this point. They should know what needs to be done this offseason. For starters, you got to get rid of Larry Nance. You have got to get rid of Larry Nance. Dude's great for the community. Larry Nance is a phenomenal leader in the locker room. The problem is he's dealt with so many injuries throughout his career. He's no longer a good basketball player. Larry Nance is playing over 30 minutes a night, which is inexcusable, but the entire time he's on the floor, the Pelicans are playing 4-on-5 offensively. And if the officials are on their usual bullshit and not giving Zion the fouls he deserves, the Pelicans are playing 4-on-8. The center position has got to be upgraded. That is non-negotiable. But number two, and I know there's a sizable portion of the fan base who vehemently disagrees with this, but it's got to be done. You have got to trade Brandon Ingram. It is abundantly clear that B.I. and Zion do not work together. Well, Casey, that's not true. They just need a head coach that can teach them how to play together. Yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree with that point. The problem is the weasel, Willie Green, he ain't going anywhere. Brandon Ingram wants a supermax contract, and there's no way you can justify paying him $50, $55, $60 million with the production that he's giving you. In the modern NBA, you can't have two superstar players who can't shoot threes. Your ceiling is higher with Zion Williamson. You have got to build around him and take the risk. Zion had the Pelicans as the number one seed in the Western Conference last season without Brandon Ingram. Before these two games against the Lakers, the Pelicans were playing their best basketball of the season without Brandon Ingram. You have got to trade B.I. for a point guard and hopefully a serviceable center. Your only option is to build around Zion. What you can't do is use this injury as an excuse to run this same shit back again next season. You know, when I was growing up, I don't remember injuries being this prevalent in the NBA. I was young in the 90s, so correct me if I'm wrong here, but I just don't remember star players missing this much time due to injury. Charles Barkley, always on the court. Michael Jordan, Patrick Ewing, Hakeem Olajuwon, Kobe Bryant, Dwight Howard. Injuries just didn't seem as prevalent back then. Today, it seems like star players are consistently injured. Joel Embiid, Giannis, Zion, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, Trae Young. We have all these advanced analytics. We have all these advances in modern medicine and sports training. And it seems like star players are missing more time than ever. Give me your thoughts on this. I am emotionally exhausted with this Pelicans franchise. It is literally draining being a fan of this team. I hope Zion Williamson is okay. I hope he is good to play Friday night. Hey, Oreo. But as of the recording of this video, it ain't looking good. I'm tired of it all. I grew up following the Orlando Magic. I followed them through the Dwight Howard era from Shaq to Dwight Howard. I don't remember when I was a fan of the Orlando Magic, I don't remember it being this exhausting being a fan of an NBA team, but I don't know. I'll see you guys later.